Hello, John.
Hey. Hello, is this Sean?
Yeah.
Hey, bud, how you doing?
Doing good. How can I help you?
Okay, so I got your bid.
Okay.
Did anyone in your office call you back yet?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just a little concerned, and not that your amount is out of the question. It's just it's out of the question based on what we were paying, and if what your bid is, so far your bid is actually the cheapest out of all the bids I've got in, and if your bid reflects reality, then we need to sit down. By we, I mean myself and upper management of this facility, and talk about some strategy, because we're approaching the $40,000 a year for yard maintenance, and that to me is just more than I think a TV station wants to pay for landscaping. So we need to sort of revisit and do it really, really soon. What we want to do. So I wanted you to know. I sent you an email back, but I wanted you to be advised that you're not only are you one of the cheapest, and I think you do a good job. It's just based on what we were previously paying. It's high, but again, it's not high in the scheme of things. It's just high based off of what our budget is. So I need to.
Yeah.
And I'm gathering a bit more data.
I definitely get what you're saying. Hello?
Hi. Yep, still here.
Sorry, my cell phone sometimes cuts out. I get what you're saying. But, with the guy that you guys had before, how long was he maintaining that property? I mean,
well, yeah, that's exactly my point. I was talking with one of the girls this morning, and I said, how long did we have Sunset Oasis? And she goes, oh, we've had them for as long as I can remember, and she's been here for 15 years. I'm like, well, that kind of explains a few things to me, because what I'm seeing is, I mean, if this amount is accurate, what he used to charge us, it was too good to be true, because what I'm getting is quite different.
Yeah, John, I'll be honest with you. That's a really decent, fair price for the amount of time and work. It's really, when we go to bid these, it's really just time and labor. That's what we do our math on. And so, my pricing is what is affordable for my company to assist you. If other people are higher than me, that's probably because they probably have a higher overhead. That's the only thing I can come up with on that.
Yeah.
So, and we'll be happy to help you out with that. So if you need me to meet with upper management, or you need to meet with upper management and get approval, but that's the going rate these days for landscaping for commercial property.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I said. I just need to be able to talk to a couple more people to represent that reality to the general manager, and then either we change our budget or we employ a different strategy. like maybe it's zero landscaping, zero scape. We get a capital budget approved, and we remove the grass and we put rocks in and desert landscaping, and then we're talking about sprinkler repair and tree trimming and some trimming, as opposed to mowing the yard every week.
Exactly. My next concern was, if you guys went desert landscaping, which we're completely open to help you do so, that usually covers about one third once you get your rebate back. It usually covers about one third of the budget.
All right.
To do the conversion from the grass to desert landscaping. And then you're looking at probably half that cost to maintain it.
Right. All right.
And that's rough figures. I mean, honestly, you'd probably be around $1,800-ish to maintain desert landscape if that was all desert landscape.
All right. Well, like I said, you're still at the top of my list. You're certainly my favorite from guy to guy, in interaction. So I'm going to gather a couple more quotes. Hopefully, have those killed by today, and then. make a proposal to the general manager, one of two things, you know, desert landscaping, or we need to increase our budget. Either way, we're going to have to increase our budget, even if we go zero or desert landscaping. We'll have to have a capital budget request to do that. But even so, even based off no lawn mowing, we still need to increase our budget because we're, you know, I'll be honest with you, we're paying like $850 a month, and that's just.
That's why they left. I'm telling you.
That was a gift we were receiving for a few years.
yeah. That's why they canceled the guys or something. So.
Yeah. All right, sir. I will
be in
touch.
Thank you. Thanks,
right,
Sean. Have a good day.
Bye.